And I want to know, what's your escape plan for when you encounter a certain animal? You're going to zigzag your way away from a crocodile.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to poke sharks in the eyes.
You're going to poke sharks in the eyes and carry a blow-up doll with you when you go for a run. And you're going to hope you don't put your finger in the wrong one.
What? I think you mentioned the pit bull then.
The what? Yeah.
The pit bull. You didn't mention the pit bull and putting the finger up the pit bull's bum.
Sorry. And that's another way of getting... I don't know if putting the finger up the pit bull's bum works.
What's your plan with the pit bull then?
Again, I've told you the outcome for me in all of these scenarios is I'm not with you anymore.
Janet, have you got a better plan than Carrie for an escape?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I live on a fair bit of acreage with a dam and a few dogs. And snakes, I come across probably half a dozen a year. I don't kill them.
You don't?
I don't kill them. No. I don't believe in killing them. But if you ever encounter a snake, stand still. Do not move, because as soon as you move, it's going to strike. So I've had one crawl over. I was sitting in the garden doing some gardening. I've had one crawl over my knee.
Oh my God.
Another one crawl over my foot. And they go along their way. They're not there to hurt you or anything else.
Janet,
you just got to stand still and they will just leave you alone.
I think if a snake was crawling over my foot, I think I would chop off my foot and then run away.
But that's the thing, Janet. Obviously, it would take you by surprise that it was there. So how do you just not react? Your natural reaction would be for one to jump or to do something like that.
I think probably because I'm so used to seeing them around the property and that. That I just sort of like, it doesn't really come as a surprise to me. It's sort of like every time I go outside in the summer, I expect to encounter a snake. So I'm sort of aware of that. But one thing I did do, I was walking down to the dam one day and I went to, and I always carry a stick with me just to sort of make a little bit of noise, just to sort of, I'm coming, just to keep them away. I don't invite them to come and crawl all over me. And I picked up what I thought was a stick and it was a brown.
Upon
realizing what I had done, I flicked it as far as I could, and I did run that time.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Janet, for not staying still at that occasion and looking the snake in the eyes.
You're my hero, Janet. That is just wow. Gary, tell us what your escape plan is if an animal attacks.
Yep.
Or don't.
Yep. I thought that was it. I thought you were going quiet, practicing your escape plan.
It's just that my name's Gary, not Ernie, but it's close. It's close.
Okay.
Yeah, so look, if you get taken by a croc and it's managed to drag you into deep water, you're pretty much gone. Now, crocs don't like to eat fresh meat. They actually like to stash their meat in their house in the water, wait for it to rot a bit so it's easier to eat, and then chew you over a few days. So if you can be brave enough to hold your breath and play dead.
For a few days?
No, for a couple of minutes. For a couple of minutes, it's going to stash you in its house and it's going to swim away. And that's your escape at that moment.
Oh.
Now, I've met a 12-year-old boy who survived using that strategy in Africa while I was touring Zimbabwe. I don't know how many other people are out there, but it takes a lot of guts to do that. Because most people panic, and that's when the croc will roll you and drown you.
What about the zigzag method?
I've never heard of the zigzag method, but all I know is I would run zigzag and very fast.
I don't think you've heard of the zigzag method, because I think everyone who's tried it has no longer made with it us to tell the story.
Andrew, what's your escape plan if the animals attack, Andrew?
Hey, guys. It's also about snakes, but a little bit more exotic. We're looking at man-eating snakes here, not the venomous kind. So like an anaconda or like a boa constrictor.
I remember the documentary with Dola on it.
Yes, exactly, yes, which is sort of where I got my inspiration.
So what are you doing? You're sitting there, you're in the middle of the Amazon, and all of a sudden you come face-to-face with an anaconda. Andrew, what are you doing?
Right, so you just gently lie down and play dead, and you wait. You sort of, if you can, try to wiggle, so make it so that your feet are facing where it's coming from. And we've seen that it's going to eat even dead things, right?
You let it start
eating you. Now, because you're in the middle of the Amazon, you've definitely got a knife somewhere on your person.
Yes.
Just common knowledge, obviously.
It's good.
Once it's like hip level, you snap up and you just stab it right in the brain. Boom.
That's great.
Done.
But Andrew, you know what? It's brilliant.
Absurd.
It's brilliant. But you know what I know I'd do? I'd know it would get up to my waist and then I'd go to grab my knife and I'd be like, oh no, it's in my pocket. I know.